Good morning. Literally just woke up, washed my face, brushed my teeth, and walked out the door to make this podcast this morning. Never in my life have I felt so stupid. Like, I feel like the dumbest person thus is out here right now, right? I can't even believe this shit, bro. I refuse to believe it, y'all. Feel me? Like, this shit is fucking ridiculous. You females move so motherfucking weird. Y'all sit up here and play like y'all care about a motherfucker. But then as soon as this person open up to you, y'all use it against me? And then y'all wonder why a bitch don't open up. I don't trust you hoes. Never will. I don't trust my motherfucking self. The fuck? So what the fuck I look like giving you hoes some trust? For what? Make it make sense to me. Who the fuck are you? Like, no, seriously. The fuck? I can't believe this shit, though. Like, I got some tea to tell you guys. Like, I literally just had the worst day of my life yesterday. And I can't even be mad about it, you know? I want to see the motherfuckers' true colors, you feel me? Like, show me what I'm dealing with so I know how to deal with you. You did that for me. Thanks. So now I know how to deal with your retarded ass. And that means not dealing with you at all. For me. So, my ex-girlfriend decided she wanted to do a 360 on me. We were talking about getting back together and working on us, right? I approached her differently. I approached her a little more mature and all that. But it's like it went out one ear and the other for her. Like, she literally just did a whole 360 on me. Like, talking about if she don't make me happy, because all she want to do is see a smile. And then every time she talks to me, it's never a smile. I'm sorry, little bitch. I don't show my emotions on my face like everybody else. I'm sorry that was an issue for you. But bitch, you knew that when we got together. You knew that from the moment that you fucking met me. I didn't have a smile on my motherfucking face. I don't show my emotions on my face. I show it coming from my heart. On what you do for me, or what you did for me, or how you make me feel. I ain't gotta put that shit on my face. Why? So you can knock the shit right back off my face? Prime example right there, you did it. So, now it's just like, we go through this 360, and you trying to expose me. Now I gotta really see who's grown here, because I don't speak on nothing you done told me about your family. I don't bring that shit up because it ain't none of nobody's business. If you ever got personal with me about some shit, baby, I ain't told nobody. I ain't spoke on your family's secrets. But the fact that you want to go jump on social media about some shit I told you just recently. Like, what's wrong with you? Like, what's really going on? Tell me how you really feel, bruh. I don't regret shit. Who I opened up to? Maybe. But I don't even regret that, though. You feel me? It's all good. It's all good. I ain't tripping. It is what it is, you know. This just really threw me for a loop, though. Like, this female living with her baby daddy and his mama. But you don't hear me saying you fucking on this nigga. I know you are. I know you are. But I got enough trust for you to know. You know what it is when I'm here. I'ma play my role, homie. It's what you gotta know. Y'all females is weird, bro. I don't want it. I don't want y'all. I don't want niggas. I'm good by myself. I'm just gonna make myself happy. And confide in the fucking shrink when I need to. Cause, all females weird. We get in our feelings too much. And what you gotta know about me is getting in your feelings with me and you trying to expose me, sweetheart. I'm gonna expose myself before you do it. That's what you gotta know. Secondly, I'm not gonna end up on the serial killer list for 2021, is what you gotta know. So, if I ask you to leave me alone, sweetheart, that's what it is. Leave me alone. Cause push come to shove, bitch, I'ma kill you. And then I'ma be in a courtroom with no regrets, telling your family that's what she get. I told her to leave me alone. But nah. Instead of doing all that, I'ma just exit the situation. You ain't even gotta do it. You ain't gotta make no decision between me and your baby daddy. You ain't gotta do that. I'ma make the choice for you. I'ma just pull myself up out of the loop. I swear I hate this shit. Second female to play me like this with a baby daddy. Oh no, third, I'm sorry. One of my first girlfriends did the same shit to me. She didn't know me when I lived there. You got pregnant again. This shit ridiculous. I'm good on love. It ain't for me. It ain't for me. Couldn't even sleep. This shit bothered me. All night I toss and turn. This shit bothered me. But now, I'm burying it. I can't believe this shit though, you know? Tired as hell. I'm supposed to leave today and go back home. I don't even know if I want to do that no more. I really don't know. I want to, but then again, I don't, like, for real. I honestly don't know. Because a part of me wants to go back and whoop her ass. You feel me? But then the mature side of me is just like, leave it alone. I'm gonna do that anyways. But there's a piece of me that wants to whoop this female's ass. Not gonna lie, I really want to whoop this female's ass. Like, you put me through some shit, my homie. I ain't the only one that put you through some shit, bitch. You put me through some shit too, bro. You wasn't all peaches and cream. You wasn't all perfect. Your mouth is reckless. My attitude and shutdown game is real good. When I don't like the way you're addressing me, bitch, I shut down. Yes, the fuck I do. You don't come correct or don't come at all. I don't give a fuck who you are. Mama, daddy, sister, cousin, auntie, uncle. I don't give a fuck. Come correct or don't come at all to me. I will ignore the fuck out of you. In your face. I don't care. I care. I care. I just don't care. If y'all understand what that means. But yeah. I'm just really... I'm just really done. We're trying to please motherfuckers without pleasing myself first, you know? I done put so many people before me. include my family, you feel me? Like, I put a lot of people before me before I make sure I'm straight. And I can no longer allow myself to do that anymore because I have a son who needs me more than anybody. So I gotta remember that, and moving forward with my life, I gotta make sure we're straight before I can make sure the next motherfucker's straight. Next motherfucker ain't gonna do shit but play me anyway, so I gotta nip that shit in the bud. Here on out, I'ma let a motherfucker know. I don't need you. I don't need it. I don't want you. I don't need you. Because at the end of the day, motherfucker, I can please myself. That's what you gotta know. Be happy with myself. Content with myself. Self-love is the best love. You ain't got that. You sleeping. So I'm giving myself all that love that I was giving other motherfuckers. Them rose petal bubble baths and shit, I'm doing that shit for myself from here on out. I'm taking myself on dinners. I'm getting dressed up and I'm going with myself. I'm not gonna pity myself anymore. I'm no longer gonna feel bad about myself no more. I'm no longer gonna put myself in a predicament to where I gotta fall back into my depression and anxiety and all that shit. I'm no longer accepting that, allowing that. I'm no longer hindering myself for no one, not even myself. I can't afford to. I'm so content with what I just talked about with y'all. I'm ready to stop this shit at 17 fucking minutes. Because I don't have anything else to say. I said it all. I can't even give y'all an hour of my time no more. It's a waste. So with that being said, all praises to Allah. Ancestors, I ask y'all to take this pain away. Y'all have a good one, though. 'Cause I know I am.